Sure.
I was looking right at you.
Jeremy Saul, with regards to the outdoor storage, obviously we're against that. And I said before, speaking on behalf of the association, that the majority of the people were not in favor of the storage locker. But I agree with some of the conversation that's been brought up with regards to what else would go into this area. So given that, taking into account what could potentially be there, this may not be that bad of a use as opposed to the alternative. So,
thank you. Mr. Deedle.
So, again, if the Plan Commission is interested in recommending approval, the first thing that we pointed out, too, is we don't recommend the outdoor storage. Totally remove it. Anticipating that in case you do want to recommend approval of the outdoor storage, we would recommend the addition of a site-proof fence or wall, decorative, preferably, to screen it. That would probably be the main issue that we would identify if this was recommended for approval, that we would not recommend approval of the outdoor storage. We also mentioned, touched on a couple other items, probably significantly less important, outdoor, the parking. So they have parking for customers. We believe that they're proposing six, and that's not enough. We've looked to do some planning documents done by the American Planning Association. The most common standard that we saw there would result in 17 parking spaces. As you recall, the amount of landscaping to be provided is always related to the parking, but they would be providing enough landscaping even for that increased amount of parking. In terms of landscaping, we do have some recommended changes, additions, but that's primarily as compensation for some of the waivers for the 27th Street design standards.
Talk about waivers for a minute.
Sure.
Okay, what in this plan do you consider an excess of the standard?
Nothing. I believe that there's a couple standards that are met, but there's nothing on this project that exceeds any standards. But there are a few that are met and a number that don't apply. So, for instance, drive-throughs, those kind of standards, they don't apply. Large parking lots with parking island parking islands for landscaping, those kinds of standards don't apply. The decorative fence that they already propose was partial. We claimed was partial credit for one of the standards, but there is no standard that we believe that they've exceeded. There's only a few that they met.
Questions from the commission? Commissioner Fowler.
Joel, as usual, you did a fabulous job of laying out all the problems, but I've got a couple concerns. I agree with what you're saying, but this site has sat vacant for a long time, and I think it was about 8 years ago that I met with some of the residents of the condo association who had issues with the Walmart and Sam's Club, with the trucking comes there at 11 o'clock, and I believe the woman in the yellow shirt's not even had enough. You were one of the ones I met with. But we listened to the noise. I could hear 27th Street. I could hear I-94, and I could definitely hear the trucks at the Pick and Save. If I understand correctly from what is recommended in the 27th Street plan, this would be big box retail, which would, again, I don't think the trucks will come to the front of the store. I believe they will deliver to the back of the store, as we would require under our city ordinance. So I agree this does not meet a lot of the standards that we would like for the 27th Street. But thinking of the people in this condominium, I believe that we can put some screening, add additional landscaping, add the decorative fencing. I think the condo association president, I'm sorry if I didn't get that correct, pointed out correctly that you may get rid of this. And then I will be back, and if I'm still a planning commissioner, talking to residents about the trucks. If they ever build something back there that has a big box retail, there will be trucks coming back there. And they don't come during the day. They usually arrive in the evening or later. So I would have concerns that we would meet the 27th Street standard. But I believe the residents of the condominium would not be thrilled with the results of the noise. I think they've done a great job in their meeting the design for the lighting and the lights that they have. I would defer to my commission partner here, Kevin Haley, on what they can do with a landscaping to increase some of that maybe defer. I think what Alderman Wilhelm talked about was increasing the aesthetics there. But I've watched this piece of land sit vacant for far too long. This is a use. I'm not particularly fond of storage units. I'm going to apologize for that. I was opposed to the one they put in over on Highway 100. But again, it's behind. It's off 27th Street. It's away from the main road. And it's going to be a use, I believe, even though it's, again, I defer to Joel, it does not meet a lot of those waivers. But if they can meet some of those screening and do some of this, I think this is going to be a good option because nothing's shown up there. And if you get a big box retail, you are not going to be happy. I can just tell the residents would not be happy with the vehicles that would have to deliver there. So that's my opinion on it.
The city attorney.
Just one technical point with regard to the waivers. There are a number of them. And per the Unified Development Ordinance provision, it does require a majority vote of 5 members of the Plan Commission in order to grant the waiver.
You don't have it.
Yeah, we do.
We do. I'm sorry.
Well, if we get the vote, okay. There's 5 of us to vote, yes.
Absent a unanimous vote with the membership that's present on each waiver, if any waiver fails, the project is over because there's no waiver of that condition and it's not in compliance, and the council does not have the authority under the Unified Development Ordinance to cure that in some way, shape, or form, unless it amended the Unified Development Ordinance with regard to that provision, just so everybody knows.
Commissioner Fowler.
That puts me in a difficult position, but I would urge my fellow commissioners, we have talked about this vacant property going on several mayor terms. I'm not happy with this. Would I say I'm happy to put a storage unit in Franklin? No, I'm not. But it's off the road. It's something I see as beneficial to the community. Apparently there is a lack. I thought I was wrong. I looked this up. There is a lack of storage units in Milwaukee County. So I thought there wasn't, but there is. I would urge the fellow commissioners, this is, I think, something the best we're going to get. I hate to say that. It sounds like a defeatist attitude, but we sat and watched this vacant property just sit there for a long time, and I think the residents of Victoria Condominiums, I'm sorry I'm not saying that correctly, have been viewing the back of this vacant property for a long time. And so I would just urge some consideration of that.
No, ma'am, sorry. Time for that's over. All right. Commissioners? Commissioner,
trying to imagine what else this could be, and I'm not going to reiterate everything everyone said, so I think I tend to agree with on that. The far western edge, if we were to put, say, a 9- and 10-foot wall, block wall, you know, that would be 100% screening. I think it's kind of creative that we made that into the building, and it's the back of a building, so it can be decorative and as opposed to just a fence. So I like that. The outdoor storage, so you can't see outdoor storage from the west. Looking at it from 27th Street, it's really kind of tough to see into that entrance, and I think it's really pretty well hidden. You've got obviously the parking to the west that's completely hidden. The parking that would be if you will in front of your building is really screened from 27th Street for the most part. I mean, you know, I can't imagine that would look any worse than parking lot of some of your neighbors out there. So I think everything we've asked you to go back and look at, it has. I don't know if 100% screening, you know, using a block wall, I don't know if that could qualify as above and beyond, but I'd sure like to figure out a way to make that work.
A couple of points for me. One is I did make it a point to ask the applicant to reduce the size of, Adam, the tower. My effort there was to get a little closer to what we wanted for 27th Street. Yeah, whatever. There's a discussion pending between staff and me relative to the parking standards here. 6 may not be enough, but 17's a lot. just as a personal opinion, but I'm supposed to have those on the Planning Commission. Also, relative to the application of the special use, special uses, as the Planning Commission knows, run with the land unless specified otherwise. This is a run with the land application unless the
with regard to stating that the use is personal,
yes,
only
correct.
To the applicant, I think that's under circumstances where there are unique facts, personal, essentially only to that particular applicant. And I don't have any of those facts to support that staff.
For those of you interested in the outdoor storage, in the special use document, the ordinance, it's section 4, if there's a motion. And in section 4, it does strike the outdoor storage. So if there's no changes to the ordinance, so. All right, without objection, we'll move on to the action on this item.
Can I just clarify something?
Yes, Mr. Hurd.
I realize now there's probably some confusion in the plans. This area here is a parking inside the building. We expect the tenants will come in and park here and not here. This parking is really for people who are coming to lease space and the employees. So the additional parking is inside the building. Furthermore, I mean, in terms of parking, we have more than enough place to put cars. That's just really a matter of striping. We just don't believe we need it, so we didn't show it.
Commissioner Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. So the outdoor storage that you're talking about would be located where?
This is an area of outdoor storage here and over here.
Is that something that is critical to your business, or is it something that can be struck without too much loss of revenue?
It's not critical.
So it could be struck. Would you
yes.
be in agreement with striking it to get the whole project to go?
Yes. You're talking about the RV?
RV
boat parking. This is supposed to be 40-foot deep spaces. That's the idea.
But if I'm hearing we need to get a unanimous vote from this Planning Commission to get this move forward, and I would suggest...
Then I would strike those spaces.
If you could strike those spaces, I believe that would go a ways to getting that unanimous vote or start. I can't speak for my other commissioners. But if it's not critical to the business operation, if that's not an issue, then we can move forward with the ordinance with the motion as it stands.
Mr. City Engineer.
I guess I'd ask Commissioner Fowler if all of it needs to be stricken, or what if we just struck the ones on the north side of the building but left the ones on the west side since they would be completely screened?
Oh, I'm fine with both of them, but it's the residents, and I think if you left the ones on the west side of the building, that would be fine with me. But
if you want my vote, it all goes.
That's what my understanding is. I think we need to strike all of them. That's what I'm understanding.
Okay. Anything else? All right. With regards to the Plan Development District number 13, that's where I'm heading. Thank you, though. Thank you. It says existing. Yeah, okay. It's this fine. Existing warehouse space conversion to a drive-through self-storage. The following waivers are requested, and as discussed earlier, unanimous vote of the commission is required. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0352C.2 pertaining to parking standards?
So move.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Chairman is voting and votes affirmatively. So the motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, no absent. One absent, no abstention.
Mayor, I think.
Mr. Deedle.
Some of the conditions in the special use are also related to these waivers. So, for instance, if the Planning Commission didn't want 17 parking spaces, that's tied to the waiver, then we should note that.
Is there action regarding the number of spaces?
My understanding is there are 17 spaces. Do we need to strike them down to a lower number? 18?
That's fine.
Counting the indoor stuff that I wasn't aware of.
So that meets the...
Yep.
So I would leave. I don't think we need to take action on that.
Nope.
Unless we want to reduce it, and I do not want to reduce
it. As long as you're comfortable with the indoor.
I'm comfortable parking. With the indoor parking.
Sure.
Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353B pertaining to site furnishings at the amenities?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Deagle.
And again, I don't know how we want to handle this. Do we want to do it side by side, go to the special use, see what the related conditions were, or just do that later?
Why don't you go ahead and do that side by side?
Yes.
What is the condition relative to this item?
I think you'd want to probably address the waivers, and then when at the time of the special use item, they're listed as conditions. I think that those conditions could be struck or amended accordingly.
Mr. Chase, turn.
Come on.
That's an inside joke, folks. There's a motion on the floor to waive the required standards for site furnishings. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Chairman voted aye. Motion carries 5-0-1. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-30353C3, 4, and 5 pertaining to bicycle, pedestrian access, sidewalks, and facilities?
So moved. Second.
I can change. It's good. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-303.0353E? Pertaining to bicycle and pedestrian furniture.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0355A2, 3, 5, 8, and 9 pertaining to building character and design standards?
So move.
Second.
Gotta tell you, this one makes me really want to vote no, but all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0355B1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 pertaining to design standards for non-residential buildings 20,000 square feet or less in the area?
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent. What do you want to do next? Do some mission. All right, we'll move on to item B, C2B. All right. Is there a motion? Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance relative to section 15-3.0418 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 13, that being Walmart, Sam's Club Wholesale, Section 2, to add self-storage as an allowed special use.
Okay, that's good. I've
made it up as I went along.
As an allowed special use within an existing building at 6803, 6805, 6807 South 27th Street.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Deedle.
I recall we may be adding another section or element to this ordinance, noting that the Plan Commission had approved the waivers.
City Attorney says it's in there.
Section 2 of this ordinance recognizes the June 9, 2016 Plan Commission waiver approvals granted as authorized under, and it cites all of the various sections.
Yes.
So it's in there.
Oh, by the way, for the folks in the audience, this does not require a unanimous vote. Commissioner Fowler.
I just want to be sure at some point we are going to be including the recommendations that are in.
That's next.
Okay. Got ahead of myself.
No problem. Anything else on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I'll announce it as 4 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Okay, special use. Joel?
I think the simplest way would just go straight to the special use resolution, and the conditions are listed on page 3, starting with number 4.
There's one at your place.
No, never mind.
Nope.
Yes, and use the updated version, draft 6616.
Need more paper for this project. I got it here somewhere. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, Joel.
So number 4 is essentially we're saying no outdoor storage. You have to revise the plans to remove the outdoor storage. Agree with that, no action needs to be taken. If you disagree with it, you will have to have a special motion to say remove that from the resolution. Condition number 5, it's more detailed plans, site plans for review and approval by staff. The plans don't match one another. Some of the versions show the drive-through all the way through. One of the plans, like this one, shows just that open space in the middle. It wasn't clear on the elevation, at least not to me, that there was an overhead door to allow drive in there. So those kinds of technical corrections we're asking for the site plans, that all the plans match one another and reflect what is being proposed here, not earlier versions of the plans. So that's what this condition is for.
Mr. Fowler.
And if we approve this motion, that doesn't mean they have to come back to the
nope.
Plan Commission, but we would approve yes. it and you would we accept staff's.
Correct. And if you disagree with that, you'd have to have a motion to say change
I don't agree
staff
with that.
To plan.
That's fine. Thanks, Joel.
Mr. Deedle?
Number 6 would be the one I mentioned previously, revising the site plan to provide the minimum of 17 parking. And yes, we would count the ones inside the building. If they're providing 18, then we're fine. So actually, that one could be removed. Or we would just call it addressed, and we'll take care of that technically. Number 7, revised project narrative, project data, landscape plan, other applicable elements of the plans. To identify the correct amount, location, type of parking spaces, and access, again, related both to the parking and to the earlier one about the plans all being consistent with one another and being up to date. Not only are the plans not consistent with one another, some of the text descriptions of what they were proposing is not consistent with one another.
Mr. City Engineer.
Since we just removed, it looks like we're removing the outdoor storage, could that be converted to normal parking spaces? Would that do any good, or is it? Doesn't matter.
That whole area is paved. I mean, for me to put in more right. parking spaces, just paint.
Yeah.
So.
We'd have plenty of parking spaces.
Yeah. Yes. I could probably put in 100 parking spaces.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's pick and save all over again. Mr. Deedle.
So, yeah, as again, we believe that 17 was enough and 18 is fine. Number 8 is a 2-year guarantee for landscaping. Make sure that's added to the plan. Number 9, again, related to landscaping, verify the status of the existing landscaping. Go back to the original plan, find out what's been removed, find out what's been has died or is dying, and also replace that at the same time that the new landscaping goes in. That also will be used as part of the justification for granting some of the waivers.
Are we aware of any invasive species in there?
No, but we won't know that for sure until we go out to a site visit.
Mr. Fowler.
Yeah, there is invasive species on there, but it's not the fault of the applicant. It's the reed canary grass in the pond. I think there's a little bit of that there. But I have a quick question. Are any of these recommendations that the planning staff has asked for, are they something that the applicant has issues with, or are they comfortable with moving?
We're good to go.
Mr. Deedle?
Number 10, next page. Revised architectural elevations in Building A to replace the metal panels with fiber cement panels and stone and brick or brick. Utilize opaque or darkly tinted windows and replace the overhead storage door on the east elevation, which faces 27th Street. I added that part. With the man door. And that also would apply for some of the waivers, too. And so some of these will be repeated again later. Number 11, the applicant shall revise the architectural elevations of the existing building to replace the fake overhead doors on the south elevation with columns or pilasters of brick or stone at their base for staff review and approval. So again, that also is also for some of the waivers that will be coming up next. So some of these will be.
When do you want us to jump in? Do you want us to wait till he goes through all that and then comment?
Yeah, then we'll do it right away.
Right away? Okay.
Brian?
Yeah, thank you. Regarding the tall building in front that stands by itself, that is one of our few ways that we can identify that we are indeed, you know, offering self-storage. So we would have an objection to 10 when it's talking about, which is Building A. I would be okay with, we can discuss replacing the metal panels with fiber cement boards, but the overhead doors that are there, we actually are going to have storage units in there. We'd like to have the door facing east remain, as well as what's behind the glass as we go up from the elevation we showed earlier. We're 2.5 to almost 3 football fields away from 27th Street. And if you look at the cone of vision I threw up there, you know, it's a small, I think it's a small concession that we have that available for the off chance that somebody does take a look as they zip by on South 27th Street. Also on the south elevation of the building, it does offer us another opportunity to let people know that storage is there. I don't think that's, if this would have been a distribution facility with shipping and receiving, you would have had that type of look on both sides. And again, it's 2 football fields away from South 27th Street. So we would ask to keep that in there if at all possible. That would work with the Plan Commission.
So you also moved on to 11.
Correct. So I am just supposed to.
Pat, I give you my personal opinion. We're giving away the store for this. I would prefer those conditions remain, but I don't have a vote, so I don't need a vote. So that's up to the commission. All right, Joel. We were on 10, and we did 11. So
Number 12, signage, as usual, would be reviewed and approved by the Architectural Review Board and Building Inspection Department. That's normal. I suspect as part of the PDD, we could make that plan commissioner council, but usually, and there probably are exceptions that do that, usually I believe we defer to Architectural Review Board.
27th Street, I prefer us or the council have it.
The applicant did show a plan. I would not recommend approval of it until staff got to look at it and see how it fits, but they did show us, if you were comfortable, theoretically, you could recommend approval of the plan as shown by the applicant.
We were just conceptual. Now we are not presenting that as the final answer. That was just
that's a good thing.
Yeah, good.
I would ask the commission to take that control back from the Architectural Review Board. Okay, Joel.
Number 13, the applicant shall submit a grading, drainage, erosion control, and stormwater management plan for review and approval by the engineering department. There probably won't be any stormwater management facilities. It'll probably be a pretty simple erosion control stormwater management plan, but nothing was submitted yet, so they would still need to do that. Number 14, address the fire department comments. Typically, the fire department doesn't provide detailed comments until they do their thorough review at the time of building permit. They just provide general comments. So then we're that's what this condition is, to reference those preliminary comments provided by the fire department. Number 15, staff recommends, now we're getting back to the waivers. So now we're going to go down the waivers that was previously acted on, and these were the conditions or changes that staff was recommending to address those waivers, to meet those waivers. And there is some overlap with a lot of overlap with the comments, the conditions we've just gone over. So number 15, staff recommends approval of the requested waiver for 15-30352C2, parking reductions.
Can that be waived though now, Joe? I'm sorry.
The city attorney was mentioning that technical corrections as we go through the process will take care of, because it has been addressed.
So this, we shouldn't strike this from the motion?
We don't have to, because staff will take care of it as we go. 16, staff recommends approval of waiver for 15-30353B, site furnishings, provided the applicant provides decorative lighting for building A and decorative lighting fixtures for buildings B and C. So that is a new one.
Well, my only comment there is for building A, if you would like some decorative fixtures, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I think the other fixtures, again, the only people that are going to see it are the people driving to their storage units, so they're really meant to be wayfinding. And the decorative fixture is a lot tougher to fully shield, although it's possible. I think this is your best solution, LED fixture, low energy, and it's just wayfinding. Certainly, we could put something more decorative on there, but I think you're going to get more throw that way. So that would be my response to that recommendation.
Cool. Next one. 17, recommends approval of one section waiver for sections 15-30353C3, 4, and 5, pedestrian considerations, provided the applicant provide additional decorative foundation plantings and green screens adjacent to the customer entrance on the north elevation of the existing building.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. The reason why we didn't put as much in there is that that area doesn't receive a lot of daylighting, so it may end up being a hospital garden. So much sunlight, but yeah, we can certainly address that.
Number 18, waivers 15-30353E, bicycle and pedestrian amenities. We say that one was met already by the decorative fence. 19, recommend approval of required waivers for 15-30355A2, 3, 5, 8, and 9, building character and design, provided that the applicant, one, replace the metal panels with fiber cement panels on building A, as previously mentioned, replace the overhead storage door on the east elevation of building A, and replace the fake overhead doors on the south elevation of the existing building with the columns or pilasters with brick and stone at the base. And as previously discussed, the applicant wasn't comfortable with the changing of the windows or the doors, but was probably going to be okay with replacing the metal panels on A, and wasn't comfortable replacing the fake overhead doors on the south elevation. But that is what staff was recommending.
So we talked here. I think we can work with this recommendation for the south side of the main building. We'll work with what's recommended here. Come up with something that fits what you're trying to describe. We don't have an issue with building A going with more of a fiber cement panel with a brick and stone look. We can do that. Our only question there is we would like to keep as a concession the faux door facing east, and to keep the faux doors behind glass on building A.
But also the faux doors facing south, they're just in set in masonry.
Right. I mean, exactly.
Commissioner Fowler.
Can I just get, can you point with the laser where those doors are going to be there to face east? Are they going to be the ones right?
Along here.
Okay. Okay, those are the ones on the south, but there's some facing east. Which ones are the ones facing east?
Building A.
So they're in the shadow of the Hobby Lobby, correct?
Right, behind their loading dock.
It's one. We have one door facing cell 27th Street.
Because that's where their loading dock is currently for Hobby Lobby.
Correct.
Right.
It's not exactly a great site for the loading dock. But I agree with the mayor. I'd like to see something different there. But I don't know.
Trying to make it in that
location. I know. Storage. I know.
Joel?
Last one. Staff recommends approval of required waivers for sections 15.30355B1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Design standards for non-residential buildings, 20,000 square feet or less, provided that the applicant replace all of the fake overhead doors in the north and west elevations of the existing building with green screens or some other decorative feature, that all overhead doors on buildings A, B, and C be replaced with decorative doors, and that additional landscaping be provided on the south side of the existing building.
Again, I will only mention, and again, if I could put up the cone of vision, but nobody's going to see those doors, and they're coil up doors. They're easy to access. They're put in a decorative sectional door. They don't work very well. They eventually break down, and these will last longer, and they're much more efficient for storage, and they will simply not be seen except for those, because first of all, they're behind a decorative fence, and the only people are going to see them are the people renting, and I don't think they'll have an objection with those doors.
That would be it.
Okay. So, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions and call out any changes for approval of a special use for self-storage facility use upon the property located at 6803 and other addresses, South 27th Street? Commissioner Fowler.
I would move that we the motion accept this resolution with striking number 10. And then removing the decorative doors from buildings in number 20, removing the sentence that begins with buildings A, B, C be replaced with decorative doors, and then start a new sentence that says that additional landscaping be provided on the south side, because I think that should stay.
Is that your motion?
That is.
Support for that motion?
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion? Alderman Dandrea.
So, Commissioner Fowler, you want to put additional landscaping on the south side?
Yes. I think that's what that states.
Yep.
And there's room for it?
Yes, there is some there. The existing landscaping is overgrown and hard to tell if it's the original landscaping or just stuff that have blown in and grown there.
Okay.
So there is room.
Okay.
I just realized an error, too, in my motion. If I could amend my motion.
Fowler.
Also strike the decorative lighting features for buildings B and C in number 16, because I think the concern that the residents have is lighting. And if I understand the design construction, who knows these things better than I would, that might cause an increase in lighting throwback that the residents might disagree with. And I think he's right. It's only going to be seen by – it's a wayfinding lighting. So I would suggest we strike that as well.
Agree
for
that.
Just buildings.
Yes.
Attorney,
and I understand Commissioner Fowler only referenced the overhead doors, decorative doors within condition number 20, but it's that condition is repeated elsewhere. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
Understanding is that anything inconsistent in this draft with the motion before the Plan Commission would be part of the technical changes and would be deleted by staff.
Correct.
Because, yes, that's a good point. There's the overhead doors on the south side, which was a different condition, and the overhead doors that were on the north side. And so you're saying all of the overhead doors can stay.
Correct.
All right. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion as amended signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so that's taken care of.